高三英语高考练习14 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, would you mind if I use your phone?
Help yourself. It is on the table over there.
Question. What did the man tell the woman to do?
Jane, have we got any biscuits?
Biscuits? You just ate half an hour ago.
Question. What does the woman mean? 3. Alice, have you met Tom Brown? I think he goes to your school.
Oh, that Tom. I know his sisters, and I've heard a lot about him.We've never actually been introduced to each other, though.
Question. Does Alice know Tom Brown? 4. How long will it take you to repair my TV?
I'll call you when it's ready.
Question. Where does this talk probably take place?
5. Could you do me a favor?
I'd love to, but I am busy painting this bookshelf.
Question. What can we learn from this conversation? 6. We really must go to the new movie in town.
Let's see it first.
Question. What does the man want to do?7. It's 7:45. The concert is about to begin.
To be more exact, it's 7:49. There's only a few minutes left. Let's hurry.
Question. What does the man mean?
8. I think it's starting to snow.
Starting to snow? The ground's already covered.
Question.What does the woman mean? 9. The room was so warm and the lecture so boring that I almost fell asleep.
How about a cup of coffee?
Question. What will the speakers probably do next?
10. I've almost finished typing my homework paper.
Tell me when it's ready. I'd like to see it.
Question. What is the man likely to do? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked questions on each of them.The passages and a conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
The Sahara, the largest desert in the world, has an area of 3.5 million square miles.It is as big as 1/3 of Africa. Scientists have found that the Sahara used to be a land covered with forests. Over millions of years, however, the land has greatly been changed by the force of nature. The most striking scene of the desert is sand, but actually only 1/5 of this region is sand. The desert has three landforms, that is, sandy plains, stony plains, and rocky areas. From the north to the south, the temperature goes up, but the damp atmosphere drops. The amount of rain in the Sahara is different in different years.
Now listen again, please.
The Sahara, the largest desert in the world, has an area of 3.5 million square miles. It is as big as 1/3 of Africa. Scientists have found that the Sahara used to be a land covered with forests. Over millions of years, however, the land has greatly been changed by the force of nature. The most striking scene of the desert is sand, but actually only 1/5 of this region is sand. The desert has three landforms, that is, sandy plains, stony plains, and rocky areas. From the north to the south, the temperature goes up, but the damp atmosphere drops. The amount of rain in the Sahara is different in different years.
Questions 11. What kind of land was the Sahara millions of years ago?
How much of the desert is covered with sand?
13. Which part of the desert does not have any rain in a year according to the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
You can use a business telecard international at any card firm in the UK. Here is some information about making international phone calls. You can now phone almost any country in the world, although in some cases you can only call major cities. When you cannot make direct dialing calls, you can ask the international operator to help you. This is more expensive and takes more time, but it may be helpful if you want to speak to a particular person and no one else. In this case, you should ask for a person-to-person call. Even more expensive is a reverse charge call, where the person who receives the call pays. If the international line is busy, you can reserve a call. Explain the number you want, and the operator will call you back when the line is free. You can save money by calling outside office hours, for example, early in the morning, late at night, and on Sundays.
Now listen again, please.
You can use a business telecard international at any card firm in the UK. Here is some information about making international phone calls. You can now phone almost any country in the world, although in some cases you can only call major cities. When you cannot make direct dialing calls, you can ask the international operator to help you. This is more expensive and takes more time, but it may be helpful if you want to speak to a particular person and no one else. In this case, you should ask for a person-to-person call. Even more expensive is a reverse charge call, where the person who receives the call pays. If the international line is busy, you can reserve a call. Explain the number you want, and the operator will call you back when the line is free. You can save money by calling outside office hours, for example, early in the morning, late at night, and on Sundays.
Questions 14. What is the most expensive type of call?
What can you do if the international line is engaged?
When is it cheaper to make an international call?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
When I say I live in Sweden, people always want to know about the seasons.
The seasons?
Yeah, you know, how cold is it in winter? What is it like when the days are so short?
So, what is it like?
Well, it is cold, very cold in winter. Sometimes it is as cold as 26 degrees below centigrade. And of course, when you go out, you'll wrap up warm. But inside the houses, it's always very warm, much warmer than at home. Swedish people always complain that when they visit England, the houses are cold, even in the good winter.
And what about the darkness?
Well, yeah, around Christmas time, there's only 1 hour of daylight. So you really look forward to the spring. It is sometimes a bit depressing. But you see, the summers are amazing. From May to July, in the north of Sweden, the sun never sets. It's still light in midnight. You can walk in the mountains and read a newspaper.
Oh, yeah, the land of the midnight sun.
Yeah, that's right. But it's wonderful. You won't stay up all night. And the Swedes make most of it. Often, they started work earlier in the summer and then leave at about 2 or 3 in the afternoon so that they can really enjoy the long summer evenings. They'd like to work hard, but play hard too. I think Londoners work longer hours, but I'm not sure this is a good thing.
Now listen again, please.
When I say I live in Sweden, people always want to know about the seasons.
The seasons?
Yeah, you know, how cold is it in winter? What is it like when the days are so short?
So, what is it like?
Well, it is cold, very cold in winter. Sometimes it is as cold as 26 degrees below centigrade. And of course, when you go out, you'll wrap up warm. But inside the houses, it's always very warm, much warmer than at home. Swedish people always complain that when they visit England, the houses are cold, even in the good winter.
And what about the darkness?
Well, yeah, around Christmas time, there's only 1 hour of daylight, so you really look forward to the spring. It is sometimes a bit depressing. But you see, the summers are amazing. From May to July, in the north of Sweden, the sun never sets. It's still light in midnight. You can walk in the mountains and read a newspaper.
Oh, yeah. The land of the midnight sun.
Yeah, that's right. But it's wonderful. You won't stay up all night. And the Swedes make most of it. Often, they started work earlier in the summer and then leave at about 2 or 3 in the afternoon so that they can really enjoy the long summer evenings. They'd like to work hard, but play hard too. I think Londoners work longer hours, but I'm not sure this is a good thing.
Questions 17. What do we learn about the man from the conversation?
What do Swedish people complain about when they visit England in winter?
19. How does the man describe the short hour of daylight around Christmas in Sweden?
20. What does the man say about the Swedish people?